Jazz's Pubcast with Marvin Bartley and Gordon DL.
With the legend himself again, Marvin Daz's podcast. I like the way it's Marv first. It should be Daz and Marv if you're doing it correctly.
A bit of respect, I think.
Yeah?
We'll give you. Yeah, senior, you're the youngest, so we'll give you. And you're always the latest. And you're the biggest. And you were named after Marvin Badger.
So one of those things means my name's first.
Your name's always got to be first. It rings well. But we're here today again to talk about our careers and probably three biggest matches we've ever been involved in.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I want you to go first. I can get some stories.
Mine's is quite easy. Obviously, we touched on the last one in the podcast about my first ever Rangers-Celtic game at Celtic Park when I was 18. And then I think three weeks later after that game, we played Dundee United in the League Cup final at Hampden. And we won 2-1 after we were losing 1-0 after about 10 minutes into the second half. I'll never forget it. It was the days. It's incredible when you think about it. Hampden, you come out the dressing rooms together. It was old Hampden. And I remember it was 0-0 at the time. And I remember coming out, and as I was walking down the stair, I could see Paul Sturrock. You remember Paul?
Yeah.
Great Dundee United player, legendary player.
Played with his son, Blair.
Yeah.
Apparently came down to Bournemouth.
Paul was a brilliant player. And they had a good Dundee United team at that time. And Paul was actually looking at the back. And I see Ralph Milne, who went on to play with Manchester United and everything. And the tears are streaming down his eyes. And he's crying, basically crying. And I remember saying to Sturrock, "What's going on there?" And in those days, you think about it now, Jim McLean gave him such a roasting at half-time, he started crying. By the way, tell you, it worked. 10 minutes, second half, down the right-hand side, bang, goal, 1-0 to Dundee United. But fortunate for us, we had guys like David Cooper who could get you out of trouble with a great free kick, and then the late Ian Redford come on and scored a big one-day chip thing. How Hamish McAlpine never got it, I'll never know. Drops in the back, 2-1. My first ever medal. So that was a highlight for me. But the biggest one I think that I'm probably more well known for is the League Cup, Coca-Cola Cup final, 1994, at Ibrox. Because Hampden was under construction at that time. We played at Ibrox. And the build-up to it, the journey through, and then the end result was brilliant. What about yourself then? Come on.
I want to go third biggest game for me. I think, you know, at Bournemouth we had a minus 21, went into administration. Mm. They had two seasons in a row and the league gave us minus 21, and you know, when we secured to stay in the league, which was League Two at that moment, that was a massive one for me. Stephen Fletcher scoring a goal against Oldham, you know, and obviously the place erupts, everyone's absolutely delighted, managing to stay up. So I think for me that has to be in third place, a massive, massive turning point, and not only my career but also Bournemouth, because in those days if you'd have got relegated you'd have been in the National League or Conference as it was called then, but it's so difficult to get out back then. There's literally one team up and then that was you. So that rank as third. Second, I'll go Livingston, League Cup final, although, you know, unfortunately we lost the game during COVID time, but I think just with, you know, where the club had obviously been promoted, mm-hmm. and I'd gone in after they'd been one season in the Prem. And we just kicked on, done really, really well. Great dressing room, you know, really hard working lads, honest lads. And to be in a cup final, as you know yourself, in Scotland when it's, you know, Livingston v St Johnson, not sure anything like that will ever happen again. And we were in as favourites, by the way. So it's not only Livingston v St Johnson, we were above them in the league at this moment in time.
So you were the favourites?
We were the favourites going into the game. And then I was left wing, and then I think they were the favourites.
I think I can remember that. I'm like, what's the dodge I'm doing for you? I've got a runner in the left wing.
Mark and Rooney, man. And then the biggest one for me would have to be the Scottish Cup final, you know, although we'll touch on that again later in the show. I didn't get on in that game. But for what it meant to me, my teammates, my family, the fans, you know, the whole, it's just everything, you know.
People don't understand that being involved in a cup final, the build up to everything, the excitement, walking out there on TV, full house, stuff like that. But you forget the build-up. I went back to 30-year anniversary last year or so, and Raith Rovers showed you the build-up. And I forgot from the early rounds all the way through.
Yeah.
Because everything's focused
on the final
on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always go back to the build up to it in the dressing rooms and the kind of people we had. And we drew Airdrie in this. This is a true story, by the way. You're not going to believe this. This is a true story. And the minute I say that, people go, that's a lie. Right? Men and wives said that to me. Oh, here we go again.
Another story.
Another lie. The minute I go, true story. Hold on a minute. So we play Airdrie semi-final. We draw Airdrie. And Airdrie at that time, they're a right good team under Alan McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the final against Celtic, I think, year prior or whatever, in the Scottish Cup. They had real good players in the sense that their team was just good ability, but like Livy, when you said the King, they were such a workhorse team.
Yeah.
Everyone, and Alec demanded that of them. He just had this knack of having a real good side. We draw Airdrie, but they play it because of Raith Airdrie. They play at McDermott Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we decides to go to a hotel in Kinross. And we play on a Saturday, the game's on a Tuesday. So we goes up on a Saturday. Jimmy Nick was always brilliant. On his go, you're not getting a game. We'll probably train late tomorrow morning, light session Monday, semi-final Tuesday night. Preparation, fine, great. So we all go out, as usual, as you normally do in those days. We gate crashes a wedding, which I'm very good at. And we have a great Saturday night. So on the Sunday, very low key, Sunday night, we go to Kip. And at those times, it's different now, everybody gets their own room.
Yeah.
We had a massive room, and believe it or not, there were 3 years in this room. But the rest of the boys, there were only two sharing.
Yeah.
Because we had the main one, and it was on an old hotel. We had the main one. It was massive. Anyway, now remember, Saturday night's all right, because you're getting your half-cheeked preparation for a semi-final. You've got a few drinks in you, cold coop, whatever. So we go to sleep. In the middle of the night, I wakes up, right? Know how you're dreaming. And I wakes up and I sits up, fat. And people tell this story, Nicol tells it in his after dinner, and I wakes up and I sees this guy, an ironboard ironman, right? I'm thinking, I hope he gets a good press in my trousers, right? So they think you're dreaming, back down to sleep. Great. Gets up the next morning and I'm rooming with Ali Graham and David Kirkwood. So Big Ali's my sort of a striking partner, and we're sitting at breakfast. And I says to Ali, never believe a dream I had last night. He went, what? I says, woke up, this guy, I could describe him. I says,
yeah.
Stone at the iron board. I says, he'd never done any of your gear, but they done all mine, like my shirts. Right. So me and Big Ali are having a laugh, and the guy comes over and he's serving these lists. He's here wigging in, right? So he says, tell me about that again. So I tells him the story. He went, give me a second. So he goes a wee through, right? Wait for 5 minutes. May I never move off that seat. He comes back and he went, is that what you seen? It was a picture of a guy that I'd described standing an angler.
No way.
Mate, right, right. So Big Ali, 6'4", becomes 4'4".
Oh, yeah.
He slides right under the table, right? He nearly... And we're looking going, Jesus, my goodness, right? Next minute, Nicol comes down, sits down. And I went, oh, Jesus Christ, what a night after this is. I says, what happened to you? He says, my clock in the room. He says, it got to about 1 o'clock. It started spinning the other way. Right. He says, incredible, I couldn't get it up, just get spinning. Now, this is true, right? So me and Big Ali, he's 6'4". Kirky's 18 and a half stone at that time, right? Fit as anything. I think I'm about 30 was. That night we slept with a light on. They never moved. Right, we never moved. So anyway, we've got a player playing with us just quickly. We've got a player playing with us called Davy Sinclair, right? Yeah. They called him the Doug, right? He'd love in heart, because you couldn't spell hate, right? So that's it. And he was one of them. First year ghost. I'll punch his puss, right? But little did you know, Big Sean Dennis, right? Mm-hmm. Just lost Big Sean, great guy. Big Sean had went into his room, got a white sheet, oh, right? Hid behind the curtain, right? So I'll punch his puss if I see it. I hope he comes out in me. So the lights out, and Sinky walks into his room, Big Sean. He's f***ing... Mate, I'm no kidding you on. I truly behind. I'm no... His tattoos were flown off. I've never done so much. Man. Mate, it was horrendous.
I can't believe you stayed in the room after knowing all that.
See, the Sunday and the Monday before the game.
Yeah.
Me and the big man slept with a light on.
I wouldn't have been in the room.
Wouldn't have been. It was the most scariest thing
Jeez.
I've ever seen in my life. And Jimmy Nick, to this day, always tells a story about it. See, when that guy produced that 40.
Yeah.
It was everything I described.
Yeah, it was right there.
Creme, but boy went, is that what you said? I nearly had a heart attack.
I'm not surprised.
But the dog, honestly, is just saying, I'll point it. Big Sean.
Up he went, man.
Faster. He ran faster than he didn't say anything. Brilliant, honestly. And we still talk about it to this day. So I was our build-up 2 nights before the semi-final, sleeping with a light on in the room because of the ghost.
And oh, man.
To be fair, we ended up were successful, we won that, which was good, you know. Did you have any build-ups to that?
Well, our build-up's probably like the games, you know, leading into it. I always talk about this when I first came up, and Hibs were in the Championship at that time and won the Scottish Cup. And, you know, all the supporters that I would meet, we like, I'd be like, getting promoted obviously is the main thing, you know, big club, needs to be back in the top for like, no, I'll win the Scottish Cup. And at first I was just like, it must just be one or two people think that way, because you always think being in the top flight is the most important thing. But every single fan I met were like, no, win a Scottish Cup, it's been over 100 years and all this sort of stuff. So I knew how much it meant, but, you know, during that run, it was unbelievable. We went to Tynecastle, I think we were 2-0 down, you know, in that game. And never forget, Paul Hanlon scores, like, right at the end. The corner kick comes in and it falls to him, kind of, like, slips, tackles kind of the ball and hits the back of the net. And at that point, we all go across. And obviously, the away section at Tynecastle, and the Hibs fans are going absolutely mental. I see the picture every so often, you know, the year anniversary, it always comes out. Absolutely fantastic. Then we went back to Easter Road and we beat them. So that was brilliant. And our biggest thing was, you know, going into the semi-final. We had Mark Oxley. I don't know if Ox was suspended, the goalkeeper. And I think our number two might have been injured at the time. This is when Big Conrad came in.
Oh,
yeah. Big Conrad came in. So it was like, the gaffer was like, I'm looking for a goalkeeper, this, that and the other. And I had known of Conrad from obviously being down the road, but he'd been injured. He was at Leicester at the time, I think. Done his ACL, you know, he was on his way back, etc. He'd been training with them, but I think he was out of contract with them. So the gaffer signed him, and a big Conrad comes in, obviously big strapping guy, and I'm thinking, oh, you're a lot bigger than I remembered you to be, because he was always a good goalkeeper. Yeah. Like, at this point, I'm thinking, it looks like he's retired for about 5 years. So the boys have obviously got no idea about him, you know, his credentials or anything like that, like Jason Cummins, a boiler, and that, like, who's that? That's a goalkeeper. They're like, no way. But just in truth to form, like, you know, Conrad was unbelievable in the semi-final against Dundee United. I mean, he pulled off save after save. I remember them running through one-on-one, and he's made himself even bigger than he actually was, and he was blocking stuff. And I remember he got a penalty in the first half. Jason Cummins, being who he is, goes up and tries to dink the goalkeeper.
I remember it.
Oh, man. Honestly, I just thought to myself, when he did that, I was like, this is not going to be our day. When he's doing things like that in the semi-final, we were on top of them. We knew the goal at that point would have swung things. Yeah. Remember getting at half time and we're all going mental at him, and Cummy being who he is, he's just like, just, you know, water for duck's back, didn't really care. And do you know what I mean? It's one of those things. And he ended up winning, I think it was a winning penalty he scored in the semi-final, which was absolutely brilliant. So at this point now, we're going into the final, you know, it would be us three Rangers in the final. Rangers are in the same league as us. We're head to head with them probably until about 2 months ago, and then they've just gone away from us. So, you know, we were in the playoffs against Falkirk. Do you remember this? Yeah. And this was the thing, we were going into the first leg, I think we'd done okay. And the second leg, Dylan McGeoch, who was playing the same position as me, had got injured. So I'd gone on for Dylan in the second leg. Falkirk obviously knocked us out, and then we were going obviously into the final against Rangers, and we were thinking, Rangers were unbelievable. At that point, they were really firing all cylinders. And the only thing that was working in our favour is that because Rangers won the league and we were in the playoffs, there was like a 3-week break between their last game and the Scottish Cup final. So thinking maybe they'll be out of sorts and everything else. But going into it, listen, can always say it now because we end up winning it. But as a team, we're thinking, yes, we've got a chance if we're at our best, but they turn up and we turn up, they're going to beat us because they were a better team, yeah. Individually, they're a better team. So yeah, obviously in the hotel on the day before, all my family and stuff were all coming up, which was brilliant. And I'll never forget it. I saw Alan Stubbs pull Dylan because Dylan hadn't trained. So, you know, he got injured in the second game against Falkirk, hadn't really trained at all leading into the final. So in my mind, I was playing.
Yeah. But,
you know, I think Dylan maybe came and done the boxes the day before, whatever, and then the gaffer pulls him. And I think he just pulled him and said, oh, I'm going to put you in the squad and if you can give me 20 minutes or whatever else. Because honestly, at this point, you know, as a player, you kind of work out what the team is going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm in it. My name's in it. I am playing. You know, I saw him pulled in, and even at that point, it wasn't one of those I thought, right, he's saying to Dylan he's playing. I just thought, right, he's going to be in the squad. And then we get to Hampden, obviously walking around the pitch, etc. We go into the dressing room, and I remember the gaffer doing his team talk, and he started to say, you know, I know there's going to be some people disappointed because I played in every.
So round. He was not mentioned the team.
Not said a word to me. Not said.
But the team's not picked.
So the team? No. So we don't know the team.
Oh.
So yeah, we're at the final, not knowing the team. So, you know. He kind of sat, well, obviously goes in position, so he's goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that was another big call because Conrad had done well and he then started the final and Ox was on the bench for it. So he's naming the team and, you know, goes from right back to left back. And then the next one's obviously the holding midfielder, which is my position. So then I hear Dylan McGee come and I'm like, right, maybe we're playing with two of us.
We're going defensive here.
At this point,
I'll set yeah. you go down and...
At this point, I'm still playing. I'm like, I don't care. I'm still playing.
Yeah. I wonder who's leaving us.
Yeah, exactly. God, it must be a big one. It must be McGinn. McGinn's getting rested for the final. And yeah, he named the team and obviously, you know, got to the 11 and I was just like, my head was gone.
Oh, man.
Like, honestly gone. Like, I saw red for probably about 15 seconds. I could have just got up. And anything he said after naming that 11th player to end of his team, so I've got no idea what was said. I remember I was like, I just need to get up. So I got up, went to the kind of the bathroom at Hampden, calmed myself down, and by the time I came back out, I was fine with it again. I was like, at the end of the day, like, my teammates need me. Will I get on in the game? Probably. And that was kind of how to convince myself. But we were more than just a team. They're actually my mates. And I'd only been there for a year, but we were so close that we did everything together. So I was like, right, just listen, just be just deal with what you need to deal with. And obviously, you know, the game goes on the way it goes on. David Gray scores a goal at the end and brilliant. Absolutely brilliant fans coming on the pitch, all the things that happened after, you know, having the parade and being able to take that picture. Because all, like, you know, you've been down in England and the way that people look on Scottish football down the road, it's like, Sunday league, no one supports it, this, that and the other. So all of these things, winning something in my first year, having that picture with all the fans out, you know, City being green and white, it was fantastic. So yeah, listen, did I get the end that I wanted? Yes, we won it, but would I have first played 90 minutes? 100%.
Yeah, even you didn't go on, did you?
No, I didn't get on.
No, even if you go on 30 minutes, 20 minutes, you, listen.
1 minute. What?
Stick money, we
do it not in 1 minute, man. And that was the thing. So I think someone got injured. So
I'd rather play with 10.
So someone got injured. So like we had the last sub, and I think maybe like Fontaine or someone got injured. And I was like, oh no. This is me done because this is the last sub and he's at centre half.
Oh, no.
So it's like Nicholas Gunnarsson went on for him. So even at that point, I'm just like, oh, here we go. But listen, it's all forgotten for me. When Dave scores, if we'd lost that game, I'd have been a riot in the dressing room because I was told the gaffer is exactly what I thought of him. Yeah. But winning the game, I was just like, do you know what? You've got it right.
Well, that's where you've got to put down to the fact that as a manager, and we've been managers, and I've been a manager in the cup final.
Yeah.
And you make big decisions, and the worst decision is, you know, in the hotel, you're looking at players, and like you, one or two's thinking, I'm starting.
Yeah.
And you know, as a manager, going, I need to burst their bubble.
Yeah.
And that's the hard, see, as a manager, that's the hardest thing about a cup final.
But I preferred for him to tell me at the hotel.
Yeah, I always did.
Especially, I wasn't like an 18-year-old at this point, I was maybe 30, 31, so I was like, I just thought there was, do you know what I mean?
A year in the dressing room. I find that remarkable.
Yeah.
I thought that building up to that cup final, The 11 would have been probably named and a bit of shape and a bit of set plays, a bit of this and that. I know you can do it without giving so much away, but but as you say, to be there, get the winner's medal, but you always feel you've missed a...
From not getting on there.
Yeah,
Well, I did until the after party bit, and then I was absolutely steaming for 3 days, man.
Oh, 3 days?
Listen,
I'm one of the
23 year me then.
I only gave up 8 years ago.
I'll tell you what, you look at build-ups like... My build-up to the League Cup final was incredible. We went to Erskine Bridge Hotel. I'll tell a wee story. I think it's out in the public domain now, right? Because it happened a long time ago. Because I touched on Hampden, Ibrox get their pitch relayed, right? So obviously we've got a great connection there. Jimmy Nicol... No me, nothing to do with me. I'd played at Rangers, obviously. But Jimmy Nicol had been at Rangers and Jimmy was a manager, and him and Walter at that time were so friendly. So the cup final's on the Sunday, pitches relayed. And on the, I'm sure it was a Thursday night or a Friday night, all of a sudden Nicol went, right, get your boots, get your training gear on the bus. We're thinking, where are we going to train at this time of night, right? They're asking Bribble and the Ibrox in the back door, right? Floodlights on. We're on the pitch and on the balls of poor, testing the stunts. Bang, bang. We sladies go up, getting ready for Sunday. Yeah. Right, oh, man. So we end up with doing that. And then at that time, we'd such a young team.
Yeah.
Like, we'd 18, 19-year-olds and stuff like that. And we're up against a Celtic team that were fully tapped. McStay, Collins, and all these boys. Charlie Nick up front, one of the best centre forwards. Guys like that. But typical, it was just one character. But you would hear guys running up and down the corridors like school kids.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you go and they'd be kicking a ball up and do. And I'm thinking, you're playing a cup final, mate.
Yeah, what's going on?
Get yourself into bed. They're all diving about the car. So, gets up the next day and I can't eat. I never ate. I was near drinking. So, I ended up, I shouldn't really tell this, but I ended up phoning someone down Newfie, not that far away. So, they come down in a car, but I was sitting having a chat. And next minute, Big Sean came up to me. And she says to me, I can't believe you're in here, blah, blah, blah. You're playing the cup final. Says, don't worry about it. I've seen Celtic's back four. I ended up taking cramp. So we get on a boat and we get to Ibrox. We know what like it is. Gets to Ibrox. Now, I play in cup finals. I'm 30-odd years old. I'm the captain of the team that day, which was brilliant. And I became the sort of quiet one.
Yeah.
The dressing room was incredible with these, the Crawfords, the Dares, the Camerons, the Dougie, and all these Sean Dennis boys and all that. And they were so unbelievable. It was like they were going out to play a bounce game.
You think they didn't realise the magnitude of it? As an older player, you kind of realise that.
You know what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know that everybody, all the eyes are on you.
Yeah.
Three quarters of that stadium, Celtic supporters, you've got, I think, 12,000 Raith Rovers fans come to. They're heavy favourites.
Yeah, yeah.
And in my mind, the one thing I'm thinking is, don't take a doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
Because
yeah.
with the talent they've got,
it's easily done.
It's easily done. I'll never forget it. And I always remember, people say, what do you remember the cup finals? And I remember a couple of things. When I was standing in the tunnel, Jimmy Nick was there, Tommy Burns, Paul McStay, and it was me. I'll never forget Tommy Burns walking over, and Tommy was under pressure that time because he had to win a trophy. And he came walking over to me and he shook my hand and he went, Dad, all the best to you. And I thought, I admired that so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, that, yeah. He was focused on winning that trophy for Celtic, right? And he was a great Celtic man. But to take the time out showed you the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, of course. He remains a gentleman regardless of anything, yeah.
But we got off to the best possible start with Crawford scored 1-1-0.
Yeah.
Brilliant. right? But then you're always thinking pressure after
yeah,
pressure.
Yeah, this is too early. We scored too early.
Mate, I never watched the game back. My mate phoned me about 3 or 4 weeks later, and he'd gone, are you playing this cup final? I'm watching it. I can't see you. I went, keep watching. Yeah. Keep watching.
I'll pop up soon.
I'll be with you soon. Right? So then, Walker scores one each.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oof. 7, 8 minutes. Nicholas scores. We've about 8 minutes to go. 2-1. Place are up to you.
Yeah.
Commentaries. Charlie Nicholas won the League Cup for his beloved Celtic.
Yeah.
Right? They're now, this is true, they're now apparently on the way down the marble stairs with the cup, with the
yeah, thing. Yeah.
Right, and to be fair. So I remember standing at the centre circle and I looked up to Big Ali Graham, my striking partner, and I went, don't worry about it, we'll get one more chance in this game, right? And he was looking at me, right, dead excited, and I says, and by the way, I hope to it falls at me.
Not you, big
and the pure lump, bang, scores, 2 each.
What did that feel like when that ball hit the back of the net?
Mate, it was, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. You just know that what you've done for the support, but it's still 2-2.
Yeah.
We were really good in it because we had young legs in there.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
Right? We had a guy called David Neri at the back. And David was about 36, became quite manny match, right? He was brilliant, right? He just steadied everybody. He just experienced, a great player he was, David, great lad to have. So I went in the penalty, I'd been injured, I come off, and I'd never seen a penalty. So what I did was I come up, because I couldn't watch penalties. Even when I was a manager, do you know, I'd never seen a penalty as a manager.
Just faced the other way?
I faced the other way, and I closed my eyes.
Wow. Right?
Never watched a penalty.
Yeah. Right?
So I would stand up here, up the tunnel, and I was standing next to Chick Young, was standing there, and I could see our supporters. So I know we've won the toss, we're going first.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing we did, and they all jumped up, I went, go, right? And then Celtic go. And it, so I'm now...
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, you've got
so
a
I now see, because I'm looking right at the halfway line, I see Paul McStegan up.
Yeah.
Right? And next minute... the place just erupted, fire, fire. So I come running out, right? And I was saying, could you imagine come run out and you'd score?
We're back in.
So then the celebrations went on. And my biggest fear, have you ever done the drug test?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
mate.
Yeah.
Right, so it was me and Charlie. So they take us in. Now, we've won.
Oh,
the
no.
The dressing room's bouncing, right? It's bouncing. And I'm going, we've just won the cup.
Yeah, we're doing it
right. So next minute, they opened the cabinet and all the like, drink what you want. But you can't.
Yeah, you can't go.
You can't go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so I says to the guy, listen, mate, this will probably never happen again in our life.
Yeah.
One that. He says, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, I'll get somebody to go with you. Right?
Into the dressing room.
Into the dressing room, but they have to foley everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was lying in the bath, bottle of champagne, and I says to her, what time's it? Well, a drink. No, I've not got the cup in me. No, so then I have to get myself ready and again. Now, by this time, round about Ibrox, the place is now buzzing.
Yeah.
And there's more Rangers supporters. Than now, we're the best bit about it, right? All fair to Rangers, the scent is doing a crazy champagne. So I'm sitting in, and the big officer comes in and he says, look, if you're not on that team bus in 5-10 minutes, it's leaving without you. You'll need to get somebody for a director or something to wait for you to take you back to Kirkcaldy.
Yeah.
I think to myself, I'm no missing that.
Yeah, I'm on that bus.
But Johnny, right. So I'm drinking. And I go, right, I'm ready. And he's going, you only need a wee sample.
Yeah.
Right? I went, don't worry, you're only getting a wee sample.
Well,
I'm talking to you, mate. That's no matter, he put a fire out, right? So I goes in, a true story, goes in the toilet, but then, this is the worst thing that ever happened. The guy standing...
Did they follow you around? Yeah, yeah.
And I went, mate, he went, no, I've got to...
You've got to watch you actually physically do it, yeah.
Oh, I panicked. Right.
Big boy goes to small boy.
So eventually got it on the bus, mate, up to Kirkcaldy, and we were pissed.
Yeah.
The full week. And I remember their next game, funny enough, is how what things work out. We played Ayr
yeah.
at Somerset and they clapped his own to the pitch, right? And you could see their players go, yeah. I think somebody still ran on my boat the bud. Honestly, we milked that for years, but the build-up to it, everything, that's why it became my favourite.
Yeah.
Because when you were at Rangers, it was completely different. You weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And plus the fact, being a team like Celtic that day...
Being massive underdogs as well.
I was hoping that we... Listen, if we can... Good. Count yourself.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, give it a good fist.
You look at their side.
Yeah.
They're full of so much talent, but I think they were under so much pressure to win.
Yeah,
as well,
of course. Yeah. Know? Everyone thought it'd be a walkover.
Yeah, but all the way out, and honestly, I've never seen so many supporters. Rangers fans and everything lying in the streets. I'm thinking, is it Rangers or Rangers?
Who am I playing for now?
Oh, mate, that was the best 30 years of my life.
Watch, you spoke about kind of the after bit of it and, you know, when you scored that goal and the penalties going in. What was it actually like to physically lift that trophy?
Well, I was lucky because that season, Danny Lennon was your captain.
Yeah.
And Danny got injured very early in the cup round. I think it was a quarter final or something, he got injured. And Jimmy Nicol took me in. I never thought I'd be a captain, you know, centre forward.
Yeah.
The sort of jokery dressing room type
life
thing.
Value.
Yeah, I mean, life step. Yeah. Yeah. Many comps I had for Mike Rice. I felt half the stand. But when you eventually get there and the lads are up there and you're getting your medals yeah. and stuff like that, it was so... Because the Celtic fans had obviously left.
Gone,
and
yeah.
Our full end was there and there were 12,000. The fans were going crazy. And just to go up there and you're sitting there thinking, never thought I'd achieve this.
Did yeah.
I never thought this would happen to me.
Then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? The fact that you're going up there to take the trophy for the lads and then, you know what I like it is, you become a bit greedy because you said, I want to know if voters, what do you mean you want to know? You're getting beat 2-1 I stepped in. But waiting up, right, the boys will tell you this, right? Mm-hmm. I get back to this about the trophy. We went on the team bus and somebody went to sit down, right? And I see, this is true as I'm sitting here. The boys, the Raith Rovers boys will tell you. And I turn around and I say, Scott Thompson will tell you, he tells a story when he talks about the game. And I turned around and I says, nobody sits here. Nobody sits here in the bus. And they went, what do you mean this? I went, that's for a cup coming back. Nobody sits here.
Next to you?
Oh, of course. Because she'd went home. I don't know, nobody sits here. That's for a cup. That we'll leave that there for a cup coming back.
Yeah.
And do you know something? It was unreal that we walked onto the bus and we sat the cup down there.
That's class, man.
Mate, you see, I seen the bus on the way home. The karaoke, it was unbelievable. And all the other buses coming up.
Yeah.
And then we had our civic reception, as you do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you don't realise how much it means.
That's the big thing.
To the town.
Yeah.
And when we arrived back in Kirkcaldy, we arrived back at a hotel. There were thousands. So I'm saying to the boys, you know, right, hold on, where are we going for a drink and yeah. eat out, because we're back there about 8 o'clock or whatever, done a wee bit, and you're thinking, right, oh, it's Sunday night, I'll be dead down in Jackie O's, right? So we're going, wow, where can we go then? What Big Ali, I think, says, we'll just go to Jackie O's, we'll get down, listen, we'll get a few drinks ourselves. Not with what, mate, I'm no kidding.
Even.
We get carried, yeah. right? We get carried, free drink on out. Late license. It was absolutely, that's a wonderful part about it.
Yeah, yeah.
How much it means to support it.
Yeah.
And you as a player, selfie, should take that cup home with you and everything. But the supporter, because it's never happened. And Hibs, it's
exactly the same. That's what I mean. You saw, like, you know, adults are in absolute tears. One of my good mates now, Toby, he's in the actual picture the next day in the newspaper with his son, and they're just both in floods of tears. And the son would have been 6 or 7 at that point, but Toby's mid-30s at this point. But like I said, like, you know, lifting a trophy. The thing with me, obviously, you being a captain, you're the first one getting a massive cheer. But seeing your sub, you're thinking, oh, are they going to run out and cheer?
Lift up and no one's in the room. Just cheering for yourself. So you're like, when they're still cheering, by the time it gets to me, I'm delighted, man.
Your family's on this side.
Yeah, exactly that. Mum just clapping for you, man. But yeah,
that's my boy.
Yeah, that's him. I love him.
But getting back to the stadium, what you said, you know, the emotion of all the people on the streets. And we went back to Easter Road and had the party there and then heading into the city. But yeah, people were just in tears. Like I said, it was unbelievable. It had been so long since it happened, and Hibs had come so close. Obviously, some finals they had gone and got battered in, yeah, as well. So it had always been so close to them, but never actually managed to get it over the line. And it was crazy. Like, you know, multiple people were coming up and saying, this is the best day of my life. I remember one guy was with his family. This is the best day of my life. Like, better than anything that's ever happened. And his wife was like, what about the kids? He's like, forget the kids. This is the best day. And the kids just noticed it. Like, cheers, Dad.
But they too.
Yeah. And not even mine.
And I have to pay for it. Did last season, take our paper and get nothing back.
Oh, man. No, class, like you said, like, it's just brilliant. The whole city, like, lifts everyone, doesn't it? It really, really does.
That is what it's all about. And yeah. And people to this day, see when I go back to Stars Park, which I don't go very often, but when I go back to Stars Park, people talk and they say, watch the cup final the other day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, mate, it was there a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, but so how much it means to them.
I know, exactly. Oh, no, no. Every now and again, we get people round and we sit there with a couple of drinks and we sit and watch a cup final. Because for teams like that, unless, hopefully, we'd talent for a smaller team like them, I don't think they'll ever achieve
it. It's not.
You know, and
it's not going to happen.
Well, and for these supporters who travel to the wee grounds and, you know, seen their clubs in lower leagues and had to go there every Saturday.
Yeah.
It was such unbelievable.
I was like that as well, because even like we lost the League Cup final that season, lost the playoffs to Falkirk. So it was almost like the nearly men. We're always going to be the nearly men going to the Cup final. I think our fans, as much hope as they had, one, you know, it had been over 100 years. Two, and then the other final had kind of been in that season we had lost. And three, we were playing the best team in our league who had just run away with it at the end. So yeah, it's all like, it sounds cliche, but it's all about, without fans, football is nothing. People say it, but it's a true meaning when you know speak about stories like that.
We were lucky. We won the League Cup and we got promoted to Premier League that year.
Really?
Yeah. That was my last. I'm sure that was my last game. And I was at Firhill, and we had to draw or win.
Yeah.
To win the league in the double, get promoted to the Premier League. And we're playing Hamilton, believe it or not. And a wee boy, Peter Duffy, up front, great goal scorer, wee Peter was. And he missed a chance for about 3 minutes to go. It was, nerve wracking. And we ended up, I've left Raith.
Yeah.
I thought, this is now. Because I captained the cup final.
Yeah.
Got the championship. Was the top goal scorer at the time. I thought, right.
That's not going to get better for you.
I'm no top.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
And that day, I threw my strip into the crowd and it came flying.
Take that.
We went number 7. But it was, that was such, and do you know, it was incredible how things worked, because Raith then obviously went into Europe.
Yeah.
And they drew Bayern Munich.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Olympic Stadium. It was the Olympic Stadium, isn't it? So they drew Bayern Munich. And it was a Tuesday night. And I remember sitting at Somerset in the boardroom and the TV was on. And it was Bayern Munich against Raith Rovers. And Raith were 1-1-0 at half time. Wow. Against Bayern Munich at Raith.
What?
And I was sitting signing my contract, become the manager of Air United the night that Raith were winning Bayern Munich. And apparently the story is, and I've spoke to Jimmy Nick about this. Jimmy Nick was a great character. I played under some good managers, but Jimmy Nick was probably the best character.
Yeah.
Bertie Auld was one. Bertie was magnificent. But Jimmy Nick, the rest were more straight-laced. But Jimmy was a great pro. And Jimmy apparently at half-time just walked in They're beaten by Munich 1-0 and just started laughing.
What do you say? Yeah, yeah. Come on, boys, we've got them on the road. Thomas Mueller and all that are f***ing ourselves. You know what I mean? They had such players at that time. And then the return leg was Easter Road, because I'd done the commentary for it. And I think Bayern Munich only beat them 2-1 over us. You know, a team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A team like Raith Rovers to go from beating Celtic and then going and playing Bayern.
That's unbelievable.
You know, and winning one that half time for them. So it shows you how things and changes. And we got up and down the leagues a few times, but that was the proper time for me to leave. I'd achieved everything I wanted.
Just talking about Bayern Munich, you know, and Raith being 1-0 up at half time when, you know, you're being the Judas and signing your contract to become manager of Ayr.
Yeah.
But if you were in that Raith Rovers team, what do you think would have happened?
Oh, I think the Bayern Munich defence would have themselves.
You'd have been on the ironing board like that ghost, man.
Who's picking up the L? Down's the L. I'd like to see how they pronounce that in German. We'd have probably went through, aren't you?
Signed for Bayern after it.
Mate, honestly, when I played, I was the most... With the boys, I was so... So I believed in my own abilities so much, right? I was I wasn't the greatest, but for some reason I had a wee knack of scoring goals.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I just used to say to them, by the way, see your mortgage and all that, I hope you're going to thank me, I'm paying for it.
I'll pay for his bonuses.
Well, the bonuses. The boys used to hate it, but seeing I get left out, they loved it, which obviously they were mortgaged arrears after. But I always believed no matter who it was,
yeah,
I could score.
I, listen,
it was great for him. It was a great, great night for him. And even Easter Road was great. But watching it, you're thinking, my career went on to be a manager from there. But I'd have loved to be involved in that.
Yeah. Was your body just couldn't do it anymore? Was that?
No.
Or was it just because you finished on a high?
No, I became the player coach. I left Raith because I knew it was my last sort of I had to get out of Raith because that was, I'd been there 8-9 years, I'd achieved X, Y, and Z, and then obviously Ayr come in, I looked at it and I thought, that's a good check.
I was looking fine.
They did just look okay. I'll tell you what, Raith.
Been emotional 9 years, see you later.
Yeah, that was true, by the way. I'm not kidding you on. There was something. Bill Barr was unbelievable. My first year, mate, I'm not right. He wrote this contract, and he used to write in bits of paper and all that. Right, and I go, what the fuck's happening here? Just give me a contract. So we were in the second division, won the second division. No, it was the second year. So we went in the championship, but we didn't have the stadium, nor the criteria.
Yeah.
He says, look, we'll do the stadium, right? Don't worry about that. Keep us in the championship. So 6 and up, there's your bonus, right? So I'm not going to tell him bonus, but let me tell you, it was a decent
healthy
bonus, right? Right. It was a semi-detached. Right. So he went, there's your bonus. I went, right, okay, fine, Emma. So we play Partick Thistle on the last day of the season. If Partick beat us, we get relegated. If we draw or beat Partick get relegated at Fir Hill.
Wow.
So there's 14,000 there. I'm the manager, and the guy, one of my best pals, a guy called Peter Hurst, and I played with Raith Rover. He's assistant manager. So he's wanting to relegate me, and I'm desperate to relegate him. Like, I'm telling you now. Anyway, cut a long story short, we beat Partick 3-1. And because the league was that tight, we finished 7th.
Right.
Now, I'm now no thinking about we've just survived.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about I've missed out on 1 point in the bonus. Now, people are going, you don't look happy.
You might as well go down.
I've just lost this candy. I know that semi-detached doesn't get never.
Car of a Sunday.
So I goes into Bill Barr Sunday morning, goes into Bill Barr and he's sitting, blah, blah, blah. And he says to me, right, I says, look, I'm going on holidays, I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll get everything prepared, you know I'm still on the phone, but whatever. No problem, have a lovely holiday. So as I'm walking to get the door, he went, oh, by the way, you forgot something.
And he threw me the cheque, right? So I'm now thinking, this is a double bluff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he watched what I'm doing. So I turns around and I looks, and it's a big one, yeah. Right? And I threw him the cheque back. I says, Chairman, I says, in my contract, it's top six.
Yeah.
We finished seventh. We missed out on a couple of points or a point. And he pulled this, know how to scribble.
Yeah.
He pulled this thing with his pocket. And it was a bit of paper. And he went, the first time I spoke to you, it was all about staying in the league. And that was the first one I wrote. Have a nice holiday. Mate, I done probably 100 yards in 8 seconds. But anyway, where do you think the first place I went? Where's the nearest bank?
Make sure it doesn't pass.
One's acting. Mate, it was unbelievable. And that's how I ended up. I had a great relationship with him when we moved on.
I'm not surprised you're writing your checks that you don't deserve.
He kicked my jaw. Kicked my jaw for 9 years than it is.
Oh, God, I'm amazed.
Got final bonuses. Come on, Hibs. First time in 100 years or so, you must have been on a big, big
game. Yeah. Well, it was more if you started.
Okay, I'll rephrase that. What was the first 11 on?
That was the thing, because like you say, you know, after it kind of paydays come in close, you think, oh, we've got that bonus. And you remember the sub bonus. Sub coming on bonus was one. A new sub was one. And then starting 11 was one. So
you had about three different bonuses.
There's three bonuses. To be fair, I remember like thinking back now that you've said that, I'm pretty sure the starting 11 got it squared off. So in terms of, you know, everyone got similar bonus. I think they got slightly more, but it wasn't drastic. Now, if I was a starting 11 player, that was never happening. I was taking my bonus and off. We had some good guys with us. So I'm pretty sure it wasn't as big a difference as it should have been, but it was still, you know, kind of three tiers to it.
So even if you go on for the last couple of minutes, you got...
They needed 10 seconds, mate.
See, you got the full bonus?
Yeah, so you got the full one if you got
on. I don't know on my tracksuit. And some of these are indeed on the pitch.
Bartley six the shot in the wrong way and all sorts.
Don't you go on as a shrieker, you'd have done the pitch up. The game would have been cancelled.
There's a horse on the pitch, the police horse.
Horse in the pitch is in somebody in his back. I'm sure it has a horse. No, it's Big Marv. He's trying to get the ball.
Trying to get full bonus, man.
Oh, brilliant. Crack at me. I think we were all on the same bonus. Even but at that time,
you wouldn't have looked at the other bonuses. Though. You were starting. You didn't care what the other bonus was.
But that time, there's only. I think there were only about three subs, two subs and a goalkeeper.
So we were like seven subs.
Ah, well, you Listen, I remember when I played, and this is true, by the way, I don't know if you ever heard this bonus. When I played, we played Rangers at Starts Park.
Yeah.
And was it Scottish Cup, League Cup? I can't remember, it was one of the two. Souness was the manager, and the chairman come in. He went, all right, lads, come on then. He says, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, you're on 500 a win and 1,000 a draw. We're like, ah, yes. Because we want a replay.
Oh!
So many days it was replay. So I score. We're winning 1-0. I think Ian Ferguson scores one each. Soon as he's on the bench. Right. We're doing okay. No, I tell you, I was before that, but soon as come on, we're doing okay, right? And we're thinking in our heads, one each.
Yeah, doing all right.
This is a Gino, right? Don't aim the score for us. I'm waiting to get some, right? So we're playing, and there's only 10 minutes to go. So Rangers come on, and they start knocking the ball about at the back, right? So do you know...
Not pressing.
This is true. No, better than that. This is true at this day. We were about 30 yards out. Soon as she's got it, I think Butcher's there.
Yeah.
All them, they're knocking it here, right? In our head is 1,000. That'll do lovely. We sat down. Right? We up front, we just sat down.
Do what you want.
On you go.
Enjoy yourselves.
We got the replay. We can pump 6-2 in the replay.
Big Butcher scored a cranny.
But it was so different, Neddy. Yeah, you see, we got a big team.
Yeah, we got that replay.
And you used to go, hold on a minute, we're on 500 at one. And
after the draw. I want to go through.
Exactly. Right, boys, keep it to one, man. Oh, MD tried to even shoot at the goal.
Oh, imagine.
They get slapped. Oh, my. Do you know what? Going back to Bon, I couldn't even tell you to this day what my bonus was for the Wraith Rovers.
Really?
Couldn't.
I knew all my bonuses. Right.
Damn.
I've got every single bonus written down, yeah.
Did you?
Every single one.
I could not tell you what my bonus was to this day.
Got too much money, that's why.
I don't even know if I've cashed that check. I'm laying under a bed. I don't want a minute here.
Oh, man.
Aye, other day.
So that's our top three matches, Dazzler. Plenty more to come from us. Hopefully we get a change of top before we record the next one.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this afternoon. I've got to say, it's great catching up. Old stories, brings back great memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, as long as we don't go out there, I think we're young again. It's fun. Start running around. Get come out of place or something.
Anyway, that's us for another day.